The Wow word today is spiritual armour. To help his people resist Satan and to fight spiritual warfare, God has designed spiritual armour for us to wear during our constant battle with sin and temptation. That's what Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. This armour is what God wears, according to Isaiah 59:17, when he goes out to battle. What are the hallmarks of this spiritual armour? Truth. To know, understand, and live in truth. Your life is to be controlled by truth, as revealed in the Bible. When you know truth, you will be able to recognize the lies of the enemy. Righteousness. Live a righteous life. As a Christian, you have been granted the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but that righteousness needs to be lived out in every aspect of your life. Gospel. Be ready. Be ready to share it and to rely upon it. You have peace with God if you are a Christian, but you are to exhibit peace with others. Where peace is, the discord of our enemy cannot prevail. Faith. Show total trust in God for your life. The faith you have is a defensive weapon against the mistruths that come into your head. Lies, blasphemy, lust, greed, and selfishness are all little darts thrown at us by Satan. By maintaining our trust in God's promises and God's power, these little darts are extinguished. Salvation. Assurance of salvation. Be assured. Let your mind be controlled by the Holy Spirit so that you will not be led astray. Your salvation rests in nothing apart from God's promises and Jesus' righteousness. Bible. Read and study God's Word. The Word of God, the Bible, is your attack weapon. Allow the precious Holy Spirit to lead and reveal it to you as you read it. Repeat it and grow in grace in the knowledge of Jesus. Prayer. Talk to God. This is how we are energized. When we talk to God, we strengthen our relationship with Him. Prayer is a sign of intimacy between God and yourself. It develops your relationship with Him. When we ask other Christians to pray for us, church unity is strengthened. Put on your spiritual armor daily, just as you do everything else. How do you put on the armor? It's not through some mystical, deep and secret process that the spiritual armor is put on. It is by doing that the armor is put on. When God is glorified in your life, you are wearing the spiritual armor. When you are living an abundantly fruitful life to God and giving all glory and honor to Him without compromise, you show that you are wearing your spiritual armor. It is your responsibility to wear it and use it with confidence. By using God's strength and being clothed in His armor, as a Christian, you will prevail and overcome.
Spiritual armor. How's that for a wow word?